This is the Cambridge B2 First Certificate in English for Schools. Listening. Sample Test 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Question 1. You hear 2 friends talking about a solo sailing trip that a teenage boy is doing.
I've just been reading about that teenager setting off on a solo sailing trip. I wouldn't fancy it. Sailing through storms. Tricky.
Oh, I've sailed in rough conditions. It's less scary if you know what you're doing. And I imagine he'll have been trained to handle it. I reckon having no companions will be tougher, especially if you need a chat.
I thought that might be an advantage. No one to argue with over decisions.
Or to help you if you're about to make mistakes.
Well, he can always consult people by radio. I have to admit, though, spending long periods on his own could be a challenge.
Well, let's follow his trip online.
I've just been reading about that teenager setting off on a solo sailing trip. I wouldn't fancy it. Sailing through storms. Tricky.
Oh, I've sailed in rough conditions. It's less scary if you know what you're doing. And I imagine he'll have been trained to handle it. I reckon having no companions will be tougher, especially if you need a chat.
I thought that might be an advantage. No one to argue with over decisions.
Or to help you if you're about to make mistakes.
Well, he can always consult people by radio. I have to admit, though, spending long periods on his own could be a challenge.
Well, let's follow his trip online.
Question 2. You hear a girl phoning a friend about a party.
Hi, Sammy. I know you're going to Jamie's party on Saturday night, so I just wondered how you're planning to get there. My dad said he'd be happy to give us both a lift there if he wanted it, although I know he'll have been at work all day and he'll probably be really tired. So I wondered if there was any chance of coming with you, if you've got transport sorted out. If it's a problem, though, I'll try and work something out. Oh, and the time of the party's changed, hasn't it? It starts at 8 now, apparently. Anyway, let me know what you think. Hi, Sammy. I know you're going to Jamie's party on Saturday night, so I just wondered how you're planning to get there. My dad said he'd be happy to give us both a lift there if he wanted it, although I know he'll have been at work all day and he'll probably be really tired. So I wondered if there was any chance of coming with you, if you've got transport sorted out. If it's a problem, though, I'll try and work something out. Oh, and the time of the party's changed, hasn't it? It starts at 8 now, apparently. Anyway, let me know what you think.
Question 3. You hear a girl telling a friend about an environmental garden project.
How's the bee-friendly garden project going?
Well, we've put some beautiful purple flowers in the garden, which we'd been told the bees absolutely love, and supplied water for them and stuff.
Sounds brilliant. I'm sure the bees appreciate it.
Well, you'd think so, but we've hardly seen any. Probably what we should have done was to observe closely which plants the bees really liked before we bought them. The butterflies seem pretty happy, although that wasn't really the point.
Well, you can make some changes, can't you?
Yeah, I'm sure we will. I've just lost motivation a bit at the moment, but I'm still really passionate about it.
Right. How's the bee-friendly garden project going?
Well, we've put some beautiful purple flowers in the garden, which we'd been told the bees absolutely love, and supplied water for them and stuff.
Sounds brilliant. I'm sure the bees appreciate it.
Well, you'd think so, but we've hardly seen any. Probably what we should have done was to observe closely which plants the bees really liked before we bought them. The butterflies seem pretty happy, although that wasn't really the point.
Well, you can make some changes, can't you?
Yeah, I'm sure we will. I've just lost motivation a bit at the moment, but I'm still really passionate about it.
Right.
Question 4. You hear a girl leaving a message for a friend about a book she's read.
Hi, Jack. I've just read a great book that you'd like, all about space and the night sky. I know how interested you are. I mean, you'll probably know all the stuff about how to find different stars and planets and name them, but a lot of it was new to me. What was fascinating, though, were the ideas for doing things like making a rocket, which sounds just your kind of thing. There's also lots about scientists investigating what might be out in space and how you can make a contribution to what they're doing. That section looks less appealing to me, but see what you think. I'll bring it to school tomorrow. Hi, Jack. I've just read a great book that you'd like, all about space and the night sky. I know how interested you are. I mean, you'll probably know all the stuff about how to find different stars and planets and name them, but a lot of it was new to me. What was fascinating, though, were the ideas for doing things like making a rocket, which sounds just your kind of thing. There's also lots about scientists investigating what might be out in space and how you can make a contribution to what they're doing. That section looks less appealing to me, but see what you think. I'll bring it to school tomorrow.
Question 5. You hear a boy telling a friend about an art competition he's won.
I've just seen your work for the art competition on display in the school library. So many pictures and photos. No wonder you won.
Well, we had to show where our ideas came from for the finished artworks. My work was based on stuff in the local gallery.
Really? I'd love to go with you one day. Those places always make me feel really creative.
Right. I had to do lots of background reading too, though.
I guess you needed to. But I love the way your drawings are connected to the work of one artist in the gallery. Really cool.
Well, I was pretty pleased with it all.
I've just seen your work for the art competition on display in the school library. So many pictures and photos. No wonder you won.
Well, we had to show where our ideas came from for the finished artworks. My work was based on stuff in the local gallery.
Really? I'd love to go with you one day. Those places always make me feel really creative.
Right. I had to do lots of background reading too, though.
I guess you needed to. But I love the way your drawings are connected to the work of one artist in the gallery. Really cool.
Well, I was pretty pleased with it all.
Question 6. You hear a teacher talking to her class about their lesson in design.
OK, everyone, let's get started on today's design lesson. Now, as you all already know from our preparation in previous weeks, you're each going to build a small wooden table that you can take home using this wood that I've brought along. However, bear in mind when measuring the wood that if you cut it and it isn't the right size, your design won't work. Anyway, well done for drawing up some very detailed designs on paper. You'll now need to use those to start making your tables. You'll find the task is quite complex, though, so you certainly won't finish them for several weeks. OK, everyone, let's get started on today's design lesson. Now, as you all already know from our preparation in previous weeks, you're each going to build a small wooden table that you can take home using this wood that I've brought along. However, bear in mind when measuring the wood that if you cut it and it isn't the right size, your design won't work. Anyway, well done for drawing up some very detailed designs on paper. You'll now need to use those to start making your tables. You'll find the task is quite complex, though, so you certainly won't finish them for several weeks.
Question 7. You hear two friends discussing a school talk about studying maths at university.
What did you think of the talk? I'd never thought about studying maths at university before, but I'm giving it some serious thought now.
I'm not sure the speaker told us enough, so I need to know more.
Yeah, but it was only supposed to be an introduction. They've given us loads of stuff to take away and read.
Well, a maths course would certainly cover things I'm interested in, so I'm beginning to think it'd be a good option.
Okay. It's a pity more people didn't turn up, though.
Oh, it was about the same as the last talk about uni courses, I think.
Right. What did you think of the talk? I'd never thought about studying maths at university before, but I'm giving it some serious thought now.
I'm not sure the speaker told us enough, so I need to know more.
Yeah, but it was only supposed to be an introduction. They've given us loads of stuff to take away and read.
Well, a maths course would certainly cover things I'm interested in, so I'm beginning to think it'd be a good option.
Okay. It's a pity more people didn't turn up, though.
Oh, it was about the same as the last talk about uni courses, I think.
Right.
Question 8. You hear a book illustrator giving a talk about one author he's worked with.
I've been working with the author of the Fantastic History cartoon books for over 20 years now. He writes all the text, and I draw all the pictures. Strangely, though, we rarely meet. We live 300 miles apart, but that's never got in the way of how we work. Even though we're very different people, we approach our work in the same way, and so we got on really well together right from the start. I have to say, that hasn't always been the case with other writers I've worked with when I've created drawings to go with their stories. There were a few arguments along the way. So, we've been lucky. I've been working with the author of the Fantastic History cartoon books for over 20 years now. He writes all the text, and I draw all the pictures. Strangely, though, we rarely meet. We live 300 miles apart, but that's never got in the way of how we work. Even though we're very different people, we approach our work in the same way, and so we got on really well together right from the start. I have to say, that hasn't always been the case with other writers I've worked with when I've created drawings to go with their stories. There were a few arguments along the way. So, we've been lucky.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part 2.